Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your presence, your provision, and your power. And thank you, Lord, that you have all power, all provision to restore, reset, and bring this world back to the way it should be, and every living thing into its right place, Father God, in this last days, as you reveal your power and your mighty love, as you did in the beginning. Thank you, yet at the end, it comes to pass in every way, Lord. So thank you for your great love. Thank you for your great favor. And thank you for the signs and wonders that are there to follow your body, your people, your called out ones, your ecclesia, in Jesus' name.
We are reading Psalm 145 from verse 10 to 13 from the TPT translation. Everything you have made will praise you, fulfilling its purpose, and all your godly ones will be found bowing before you. They will tell the world of the lavish splendor of your kingdom and preach about your limitless power. They will demonstrate for all to see your miracles of might and reveal the glorious majesty of your kingdom. You are the Lord who reigns over your never-ending kingdom through all the ages of time and eternity. You are faithful to fulfill every promise you've made. You manifest yourself as kindness in all you do.
Hallelujah. You know, Jesus, here on his beautiful earth walk, said some beautiful things. And we've seen it in a small way in the disciples in the beginning of the church age. I believe we're going to see it here at the end in all its power, in all its glory that God has made available in his people and with his people. And what did Jesus say when he was here and demonstrated this beautiful love in his own life? He says, as the Father sent me, I send you. The works that I do, you shall also do. For as much as the Father loves me, he loves you. And so we now, you know, there's been a falling away, and this is where, and it was meant to be, so the evil one could stand and make himself known, think he's got all power, and then this arrogance, this deception, this lies that we are seeing in this world at this time is all just proof of the reality of that there is a evil, that the devil and his angels are there, that and they're powerful. But now I believe the manifestation of the sons of God that creation is waiting for is about to come to pass. And the sons led by the Spirit will be going out in power like never seen before. And in the leading of God, in the presence of God, with the angels, there will be a demonstration, like we see here. They will demonstrate for all to see your miracles of might. So the gospel is going to go out with power, and there's going to be signs and wonders following this gospel that reveals the majesty of the kingdom of God that is here, and it's here to stay. And that every other kingdom will fall. Everything is shaking, so that which is not of God can be taken out. So we're in exciting times. So stir up your hearts. The word says, and that in these last days, you must stir yourself up in the most noblest of faith. And the most noblest of faith is we children of the living God, in the presence of the living God, to do what he tells us to do. And that's what we walk in. And so, again, I just say in that there's a mighty fulfillment of all God's promises about to come to pass, a quickening of the body, signs and wonders. So, be blessed, because you know that you are blessed as you hold on to the truth, hold on to the word, and don't be deceived by the lies. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.